This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place Mission Pop Experience, and then there were nine. How are you guys doing out there? This is PTBN Trivia Night. I am one of your hosts, Andy Atherton, and we have finally made it to the semifinals. Yes, right. Three out of our nine contestants will be going up against each other tonight to see who earns that first spot in our final matchup to see who's going to win the Big Gold Belt. We'll get them in here in just a second, but first, let's get the crew in here. First off, starting with my co-host, Jordan Duncan. Jordan, can you believe it? We're in the playoffs, finally.
Andy, I think there is some confusion. I'm actually broadcasting from a semi-truck. I got the title confused. Semi-truck, semi-finals.
Oh, okay.
I'm pulling into my house right now, though.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully, you don't break our no bleeding policy and get fired from the show before the next episode. But
okay, I'm back. Dustin Rhodes and Demolition Smash were fighting on top of that truck, so it was fun.
All right. How you doing? You're excited? You intrigued?
Yes, I am thrilled. I'm ready I almost said ready to play, but I'm ready to host.
Yeah, it's just exciting being on this side. I got to tell you,
there's no pressure at all.
Yeah, no pressure. A fun matchup. I mean, these guys couldn't be more different. I mean, their personalities and where they're from and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be a blast. Also, though, part of the crew, keeping everybody honest and these three guys, these three contestants in line, is our third man in the booth, Michael Cook. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Looking forward to tonight. You know, we're either going to look at major upset or, you know, that's what we're hoping.
Okay, there's
one
no
person partial. Probably isn't, but
no partial thing, right? All right, so who are these three contestants? Let's find out. First off, he is a guy, he's a living legend amongst trivia games here at PlaceMation, whether it is on our sister show, Body Pressure Luck, over on the PlaceMation Wrestling Network. He is the winner of our very first theme episode. That was the Seinfeld episode, the one, the only, Ryan Everett. Ryan, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the semifinals.
Hello, thank you. Yeah, hoping I could prove myself a genius and not just someone who only knows about wrestling and Seinfeld.
All right, well, we hope you're a jack of all trades. And, it's anybody's game tonight, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Also joining us, the winner of our second themed episode. That was our Harry Potter episode. It was the boy who won, the one, the only, James Gruenberg. Rooney, welcome back to the show.
Good evening, Andy, and everyone else. You know, I had to leave the wizarding world and come back to reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you going to take down some muggles tonight there, Rooney?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. Well, good luck to you, sir. And finally joining us and rounding out our trio, the winner of our third episode, that was the Disney theme episode. You know, all those hours sitting in front of the TV watching Disney Channel really served this gentleman well. He is the Mud Pie, Logan Crossan. Logan, welcome back to the show.
I've taken down one giant in Jason Sherman, so Ryan Everett, you're next. I'm taking you down.
Remember, Ryan doesn't have to be pinned to lose the match. Remember that. Triple threat rules here.
Ryan is wearing a shirt with several answers on. Considering
that. And he will get them right.
Yeah.
All these different, yes.
I'm glad to be here, guys.
All right. Well, gentlemen.
Very glad to have you.
Once again, thank you all for returning. Thank you for being on the first time you were here and for winning your episodes. For those of you out there who have maybe just stumbled upon this pod and don't know what we're doing, this is PGBN Trivia Night, mm-hmm. And we play some games here, and we have a big prize that's going to be handed out, not tonight, in just a few episodes from now. Jordan, are you going to explain the rules of the game and how we play and all that?
Sure. Yeah. Again, this is more for our first timers. You guys have been on and you've won episodes, so you know how the rules go. But if you're a first time listener, we break our trivia night into four rounds. Each round is themed, different things, which we'll explain along the way. And then the fourth round is the lightning round. Now, tonight is not really a themed episode. We've had Harry Potter, we've had Disney, we've had Seinfeld, and many others. Tonight is just general pop culture, so you're really going to have to listen to the titles of the games to kind of get your mind in the right space. But each game, each contestant will get 10 questions. So Gruny will get 10, Logan will get 10, Ryan will get 10. It's not a race to see who can answer first because you'll all get your own turns. You'll get 90 seconds. These 10 questions are broken down by level of difficulty. There's three easy questions, three medium questions, three hard questions, and one very hard question. And we award points accordingly. The easy ones are worth 1, the mediums are worth 3, the hards are worth 5, and that very hard question is worth 7 points. And at the end of the game, we add it all up and tell you who won.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are 34 points available in each round. So, guys, the biggest advice, and you guys have all been here before, but I'm going to say it again, make sure you hear every question. You never know. Don't let an easy one stumble you when there's a hard or very hard.
Yep. Pass if you may just happen to know. Draw an answer, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. So, Jordan, you are going to be running our first game, and what is the title and theme of this game?
So our first game in our first semifinal matchup is called Famous Firsts. So we've got 30 questions, 10 for each of you, that have to do with first-time things in the world of pop culture. Basically things that happen for the very first time. And we're going to ask you the question. You guys give us the answer. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Andy, anything you want to add to that? Are we good to go?
No, we're good to go. Just remember the theme, guys. That's all I got to say.
Yep, famous first. Andy, why don't you tell us who's playing first?
All right, so up first is the boy wonder himself, James Grunberg.
Gruny. The first one to go in the category about first. Do you think that's, like, good luck, or do you think that's a curse?
Oh, I think it's a curse, you know. I'm setting the tempo.
Listen, there's been people who've come out of the first round in last place and have gone on to win the episode, so don't psych yourself out too much. Mr. Cook, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We are ready to go.
All right, Gruny, you know how this works. The clock will start when I finish reading the first question. Again, we have to take the first answer you give, so take your time with the answers. And if nothing's coming to you, go ahead and pass so maybe we can get through all those questions and come back later. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, your first question is this. What is the first movie that was released in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
The Avengers.
What was the name of the first Muppet movie? You can pass.
Muppet, pass.
What was the first ever Pixar movie?
Toy Story.
What TV show featured the first interracial kiss on television history?
Pass.
In what year was the first PlayStation released in North America?
1997.
Which actress made her big screen debut in the horror movie Leprechaun?
Jennifer Aniston.
What island location was the first season of Survivor held on?
Pass.
Before getting their own show, The Simpsons were first featured as animated shorts on what TV show?
The Tracy Ullman Show.
Which rap group was the first group to receive a parental advisory sticker on their album cover?
The NWA.
In The Breakfast Club, which student is the first one to arrive and take their seat in detention?
Brian.
Going back to the top, what was the name of the first Muppet movie?
Muppet Mystery.
What TV show featured the first interracial kiss in television history?
Time.
All right, Gruny.
Andy will let you know how you did. I don't think it's a bad start.
No, I don't think so. The nerves and coming out of the gate. Let's read through them, and then we'll give you your score. First movie that was released in the MCU was not The Avengers. Actually, it was Iron Man. The name of the first Muppet movie was The Muppet Movie. Although
a
I would
bit
like
of a
to
trick there.
I like to see, I would like to see Muppet Mystery, whatever that is. I would like to see that.
I think he was trying to think of the Great Muppet Caper.
Yes, which is my favorite Muppet movie of all time. What was the first ever Pixar movie? Toy Story. You got that one correct. The TV show that featured the first interracial kiss on television was Star Trek, the original. What year was the first PlayStation released in North America? You were off by 2 years. It was 1995. Got this one right, though. The actress that made her big screen debut in the horror movie Leprechaun was Jennifer Aniston. Borneo was the island location for the first season of Survivor. Before getting their own show, The Simpsons were featured as animated shorts on what TV show? That was The Tracey Ullman Show. You got that one right. You stumbled, though, on the last two. Which rap group was the first to receive the parental advisory sticker on their album? That was actually Two Live Crew. The you know, me so horny fellas there. And in The Breakfast Club, which student is the first one to arrive and take their seat in detention? That was actually Claire, not Brian, for a grand total of 9. Not bad, Grooney.
Not a bad start at all. All right. Looks like we've got Logan next to go. Logan, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Cook is going to wind up the clock. We found out recently he actually uses an old alarm clock that he winds, so we have to buy him some time. Are we ready with the clock, Mike? All right, Logan, I think you know how it goes, so I'm just going to go ahead and read the first question. The clock will start when I am done reading this. Your question is, what is the name of the first Harry Potter book?
The Philosopher's Stone.
What Nintendo game was the first one to be released on a gold cartridge?
Pokemon Stadium.
What movie starts with the line, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster?
Pass.
In the Seinfeld episode, The Contest, who is the first one to lose?
George.
What was the name of everyone's first friend when they signed up for MySpace?
Pass.
What is the first fully animated feature movie released by Disney?
Snow White.
Who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Director?
Pass.
What TV show's first episode is titled The Gang Gets Racist?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What was the first movie to ever be rated R?
Red Dawn.
Which actor was the first guest on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon?
Justin Timberlake.
Going back up to what movie starts with the line, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Godfather. I have no idea.
All right, what was the name of everyone's first friend when they signed up for MySpace?
I have no idea. Pass.
Okay. First woman to win an Oscar for Best Director.
I don't know that one either. Pass.
Not bad. Time.
Not bad.
Nope.
Not bad.
Not at all.
All right. Let's go through the answers and tell you your score. What was the name of the first Harry Potter book? You got that one right. That was the Philosopher or Sorcerer's Stone. I'm sure Grooney's sitting there going, why didn't I get that question? There was a reason for that.
He got the Nintendo game.
What Nintendo game was the first one to be released in a gold cartridge? That was actually The Legend of Zelda. Okay. A movie that starts with the line, as far back I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Godfather's not a terrible guess, but it was Goodfellas. You're in
that
genre.
Was my next guess.
You know, now Ryan's probably, you know, man, we didn't give him this one. And Seinfeld episode, The Contest, who's the first one to lose? I'm out, said Kramer, not George. Now, I didn't know this one because I didn't have MySpace. Because it looked like a lot of work at the time.
Yeah, if you had MySpace, this is an easy one.
Everyone's first friend was apparently Tom.
Yeah.
The first fully animated movie released by Disney, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The first woman... You got that one right. The first woman to win Oscar for Best Director was actually Kathryn Bigelow for, I believe, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, or Deuce Bigelow. One of those two.
Show's first episode is titled The Gang Gets Racist. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The first movie ever to be rated R was The Split. You said Red Dawn, which I think might have been one of the first PG-13 movies.
It was the first PG-13 that's what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Which actor was the first guest in The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon? Justin Timberlake was a good guest, but it was Will Smith, actually, for a grand total of 9. So you are tied with Grooney at the moment.
Yep.
Nice.
So, 2 of you are tied. Let's see if Ryan can take the lead or tie you or come into the second round behind. Ryan, how are you feeling tonight?
Pretty good. Yeah,
good.
I feel bad.
Are you upset that the Seinfeld questions already got hit there?
Yeah, I kind of figured that would
Yeah, we did try to set it up as best we could to where episodes that you guys already won. Yeah, you will, but we'll see down the line. But
I might get lots of Disney Channel questions, though, which worries me.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Lizzie McGuire all the way.
Luck of the Irish.
Do we have 90 seconds on the clock for Ryan?
We are good to go.
All right, Ryan, your first question. What is the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't tell anyone about Fight Club.
In The Wizard of Oz, which of the three traveling companions does Dorothy meet first?
The Scarecrow.
In Friends, what is Rachel wearing the first time she's ever seen on the show?
A fur coat.
What is the first space after Go on a Monopoly board?
Baltic Avenue.
What is the first line of the Golden Girls theme song?
Thank you for being a friend.
What is the name of the Beatles' first ever singles release?
Love Me Do.
What is the first sentence in the opening crawl of Star Wars Episode 4 after the movie title itself?
Pass.
Which actor was first offered the role of Forrest Gump before Tom Hanks?
40 seconds. Kevin Costner.
Which comedian hosted the first ever episode of Saturday Night Live?
George Carlin.
Which famous actress was the first to say period on TV during a commercial for Tampax in 1985?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
And what is the first sentence in the opening crawl of Star Wars Episode 4?
Time.
All right. No, very good. Very good. All right. Let's go through the answers and we'll give you a score. Okay. What is the first rule of Fight Club? Never talk about Fight Club. You got that one correct. Wizard of Oz, the first of the three traveling companions Dorothy meets, is the Scarecrow. Rachel is wearing a wedding dress the first time we see her on the show. The first space after Go on a Monopoly board. Baltic was a good guess, but it was Mediterranean Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. That is the opening line of the Golden Girls theme song. You got that right. Love Me Do is the first.
That was Beatles good. Was that just a guess or was that an educated guess?
I'd say educated, but not sure.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. The first sentence on the opening crawl of Star Wars Episode 4 after the movie title, it is a period of civil war. Which actor was first offered the role of Forrest Gump before Tom Hanks? That was actually John Travolta. You got this one right, though. This
stupid is a stupid does.
Hey.
Mr. Carter.
I'd like to see his Elvis dance.
Lieutenant Dan. All right. Which comedian hosted the first ever Saturday Night Live? That was George Carlin. And Courtney Cox was the famous actress who was the first to say period on TV during a commercial for Tampax in 1985 for a grand total of 13 points. So at the end of our first round of semifinal number one, Ryan Everett with 13 in the lead with James Gruenberg and Lewin Crosland following behind closely, tied at 9. So, guys, off to a great start, a great game in the making here. So, you know, let's see what happens in round two. But before we get there, let's talk about what's going on here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. I'm doing a new thing with Laughing Theater where I've had so many great guests on and done their picks. I'm actually going through now a bunch of movies that I really want to do on the show. And I'm reaching out to people that I think would be great fits. And starting with that, I have Jambalaya Jake Williams. He joined me for a live watch of the Adam Sandler classic, The Waterboy. That was no typecasting at all there. The most recent Making Mount Rushmore has Sean Kidd, Scott Shiflett, and James Gruenberg. They shared which TV moms and movie moms are on their respective Mount Rushmores. Year on Pop had returned with myself and Scott Priscola, joined by J.R. Sunil D'Amato and Dr. G. We discussed the new sports and pop culture of the year 1989. Pop Goes to the Couch continues on with Gruny, D'Amato, and Greg Diener covering the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. They're up to Season 1, Episode 7, Pond Hockey. It Was a Thing on TV talks about the ill-fated 2012 Munsters reboot, Mockingbird Lane, along with the star-studded 1983 TV movie on NBC called High School USA, starring Michael J. Fox, Nathan McKean, and Todd Bridges. Battlestar in the 25th Century continues on with Sean Kidd taking his apprentice Scott Shiflett through some classic sci-fi shows of the late 70s and early 80s. Pop Goes the Classics, our Disney series, carries on looking at the full-length Disney animated features. Myself, Miranda, and Steve Riddle. We discuss 1963's The Sword in the Stone on the latest episode. On the latest NBA team podcast, Andrew Reese and Adam Murray have their first ever in-season Gone Fishing episode, so check that out. Pop Goes the Movies, that latest one is Jennifer Smith, Tim Capel, and myself. We reviewed and discussed the new movie, Mortal Kombat. That was a lot of fun to talk about that movie.
Loved it.
Yeah, and the newest Popcorn Chicken Salad has Ben Locke, Sean Kidd, and Logan Croslin. They live watched 1983's Twilight Zone, the movie. So very excited to have that that show join the feed and hope for great things from them. All right, so that's what's happening here on the PlayStation Pop Experience. But now, let's get back to the game. Yes.
Do you think the Twilight Zone movie won any Oscars?
No, I don't think so. Actually, it's kind of a marred movie from what happened on the set there.
So it's probably not going to be an answer in our next category.
No, it won't. Which Jordan has alluded to, we're going to be discussing this theme of this episode, this game, is the Oscars. You guys are going after the award for the show, for the winner, and we're doing an award show category here. So we're going to test your knowledge on the Oscars. So up first, Logan Croslin, Mud Pie, are you ready to go?
Was muted.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So same deal, 90 seconds, 10 questions. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mike, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We do.
All right. So clock will begin when I finish the first question. Here we go. What organization is responsible for the Academy Awards?
The Screen Actors Guild.
What was the first animated film to be nominated for Best Picture?
Sleeping Beauty.
What singer won Best Actress Oscar for 1987's Moonstruck?
Pass.
Who co-hosted or hosted the Academy Awards 19 times during his career?
Pass.
Which actress has the most Oscar nominations?
Meryl Streep.
Who is a child actress who won Best Actress for The Piano in 1994?
Pass.
Who says, "I can't deny the fact that you like me right now, you really like me," in her acceptance speech?
Pass.
Who was the actor who couldn't be present for his Best Supporting Actor Oscar win for Hannah and Her Sisters due to filming of Jaws the Revenge?
Michael Caine.
What Disney song won Best Song Oscar in 1947?
30 seconds.
1947. Pass.
What movie won the very first Academy Award for Best Picture?
Wings.
What singer, back to the top, what singer won the Best Actress Oscar for 1987's Moonstruck?
Prince.
Who hosted or co-hosted the Academy Awards 19 times during his career?
Steve Martin.
All right, which actress, the child actress who won? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, all right.
That was rough. It was freaking Beauty and the Beast, and I said Sleeping Beauty.
I could tell after you answered, you went,
God! All right, Julian, run through.
You got some decent points here, though. Let's talk about how you did. Started off a little rocky, because the easy ones you all got wrong, actually. The organization responsible for the Academy Awards is the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences.
Yeah,
that's a mouthful. The first animated film, like you just mentioned, was Beauty and the Beast, but we do have to take your first answer. The singer who won Best Actress for 1987's Moonstruck was not Prince. Best Actress was Cher. Yeah, it was Cher. Then you got this one wrong, too. Bob Hope hosted or co-hosted the Academy Awards 19 times during his career. And then you got this one. The actress with the most nominations is Meryl Streep with 21, by the way. The child actress who won Best Actress Oscar for The Piano in 1994 was Anna Paquin. Fun fact, she actually beat out Andy Atherton, who was nominated for The Trombone. Same year. So
I had my speech all ready, too.
Yeah. Wah, wah. So, who said, "I can't deny the fact that you like me. You really, really like me." That was Sally Field. But then you did get this one right. The actor who could not be present for winning the Best Supporting Actor for Hannah and Her Sisters because he was filming Jaws the Revenge was Michael Caine. You missed this next one. Disney song that won the Best Song Oscar 1940, 1947 was Zippity Doodah. And then you got the very hard question right, so you got 7 points because the first ever Best Picture was indeed Wings. So that gives you a total of 15 points. Not a bad score.
That's why you got to hear them all. Everything on the back end.
Yep.
All right. Ryan, you are up. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mr. Cook, 90 seconds on the clock.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. For what film did Julie Andrews win the Best Actress Oscar for in 1964?
Sound of Music.
What 1995 Tom Hanks film won the Oscar for Best Visual Effects?
90. Apollo 13.
Marissa Tomei won Best Supporting Actress Oscar for what 1993 movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
What movie won the Oscar for the Best Animated Feature in the first award of the year in... Sorry, let me start that again. What movie won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature in the awards first year in 2001?
Monsters Incorporated? Monsters, Inc.
How many Oscars did Alfred Hitchcock win?
2.
What 1996 movie was nominated for 12 Oscars, winning 9 of them, including Best Picture?
The English Patient.
What year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held?
1928.
30 seconds. All right. For what film did Mel Brooks win the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay?
History of the World, Part 1.
What two movies did Dustin Hoffman win the Best Actor Oscar for?
Chaos.
What was the first film to win Academy Award for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Screenplay?
Time.
Yeah.
Want to give your answer?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Okay.
Whenever.
I stumbled on that question, so I gave you a little extra time. I apologize for that.
All right. He's human, so it's good to know. Ryan, we'll go over how you did. You did get some points, though. The film that Julie Andrews won Best Actress Award in 1964 was Mary Poppins, not Sound of Music. The 1995 Tom Hanks movie, I think Apollo 13 is 96, because the 1995 film was Forrest Gump, actually.
I thought that was 94.
I think it came out in 94, but it was for the 95 Oscars. Yeah. You did get the next one, though. Marissa Tomei did win the Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny. So the Oscar for Best Animated Feature the first year that was awarded was Shrek, actually. The first Shrek movie won in 2001. Alfred Hitchcock surprisingly won 0 Oscars. And then this one, I've got to ask you, Ryan. Did you know this one because of Seinfeld? Did the 1996 movie nominated for 12 Oscars was The English Patient, which Elaine Sex Bennis famously hated?
That doesn't work.
What's that?
Sex in a Bathtub. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it might have won the Oscars, but Elaine is not a fan, and I will take Team Elaine all the way. So you just missed this one, though. The year the first Academy Awards were held, you said 1928, 1929. Literally off by one there. The Mel Brooks movie that won the Best Original Screenplay was The Producers, 1968. Dustin Hoffman won Best Actor for Rain Man and Kramer vs. Kramer. And then the very hard one that you missed was It Happened One Night, that happened to win the award for Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Screenplay. So a little rough go there, only 4 points, but you entered the round in the lead, and that's important. So we'll give us a total after Gruny goes here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you've never seen It Happen One Night from 1934, it is an excellent movie. So I highly suggest that movie. All right, so Gruny, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Mike, are you ready with the clock?
We are.
All right. Clock will start when I finish the first question. What organization is responsible for tabulating the votes and keeping the results secret?
Pass.
In 1995, who won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay for Pulp Fiction?
Repeat.
In 1995, who won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay for Pulp Fiction?
Pass.
Who holds the record for the most Oscars with 22?
Martin Sheen.
who was the first woman to win 4 Best Actress Oscars?
Judy Garland.
What actor has the most actor nominations?
Pass.
What 1994 Frank Darabont directed film received 7 nominations but 0 wins?
Pass.
Who was the first African American to win Best Actor Oscar?
30 seconds.
Denzel Washington.
Who directed the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire?
Pass.
What is the first film for which 2 performers were nominated for playing the same character within the same film?
Time.
Oh.
All right, so we can get to the final question. Tough one, Bruni.
Yeah, that was a tough run. Let's go over some of these. The organization responsible for tabulating the votes and keeping the results secret is PricewaterhouseCoopers. That one's one of those ones, if you know it, you know it. If not, you're never going to guess it. In 1995, the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay for Pulp Fiction went to Quentin Tarantino. The person with the most Oscars all time with 22 is Walt Disney. First woman to win 4 Best Actress Oscars was actually Katharine Hepburn. I think he said Judy Garland, which is not a bad guess. The actor with the most actor nominations is Jack Nicholson. The 94 movie that was received 7 nominations but 0 wins was The Shawshank Redemption, which is kind of famously – people look back and say that one should have won best movie that year. The first African-American to win Best Actor, not Best Ass, Andy, was Sidney Poitier. And let's see, we got to these next two. He just didn't get the last one. The Oscar-winning Slumdog Millionaire was directed by Danny Boyle. And the first film, this is an interesting question, first film for which 2 performers were nominated for playing the same character in the same film was actually Titanic, so not that long ago. I'm guessing it's Rose, Kate Winslet, and the older lady.
Is correct.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. So let's go down the scores before we move on. So in the lead with 24 is Logan Croslin. In second is Ryan Everett with 17. And in third is Grooney with 9 points. Still lots of points, guys. We have a great game going here. And before we move on to the third round, Jordan, you want to tell us what's going on across the hall at the Place Nation Wrestling Network?
Andy, by this time, you should know it's tattooed on my chest.
It's
That's all I ever want to do. is to tell you what's going on across the hall of the Place to Be Wrestling Network. First, if you are not subscribed to the Place to Be Wrestling Network or the Place to Be Pop Feed or any of our sister networks, North, South, Jenny Position, any of these, go ahead and subscribe to them. That helps us out a little bit. If you want to take it a step further, rate the podcast networks, review them, leave some 5-star reviews. That's all helpful in terms of getting these networks higher up on, you know, when people are just generally searching. That's what we ask you to do that for. But you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, pretty much anything. Search Place to Be Wrestling Network and you will find us. But here's what's on the Wrestling Network feed right now, as well as a massive, massive back catalog that goes back years. But here's the newest stuff. If you have not subscribed yet, on the newest episode of PTB, NXT, Jenny, Tim, and Jake are discussing NXT's TakeOver Fatal 4-Way, so they're making their way through the old NXTs. On episode 4 of Extreme Resurrection, James and Mike are covering the road to SummerSlam 2006, so nice little throwback there for you. Marty Sleaze is continuing his countdown of the 25 best WWF matches from 1988 to 1997, kind of a peculiar time frame. In his newest episode of Pro Wrestling Love, he calls it the Mother's Day edition, so tune in to find out why. Maybe tell your mom to listen. I don't know. Wrestling Chicken Salad has Ben, Logan, and Sean talking about all things Backlash 2005. Is Backlash 2005, is that Ray versus Batista?
It's Batista Triple H 2.
Oh, okay, okay. So the rematch.
Yeah, pedigree.
Gotcha, okay. On the newest NWA Saturday special, Scott and Dr. G recap the latest episode of NWA Power, which includes big news on who the number one title contender is. And another thing you can listen to is the newest NWA Crock and Roll has a guest. Scott Shiflett is joining Sean, Callum, and Dr. G. They're starting a 4-part mini-series journey where they are watching 28 random bouts looking at wrestling matches of wrestlers before they joined Crockett Promotions in April of 1985. So what's cool about the Place to Be Wrestling Network is there is a great variety. Just in the stuff I read you, we've got 88 to 97. We've got Backlash 2005, NXT, current stuff with NWA Power. Then we're going all the way back to Crockett Promotions and April of 85. So any time period, any promotion, you can find shows to listen to on our feeds. And there's a whole lot of other stuff you can listen to in the back catalog, including the Mothership. Go ahead and take a listen. That's what we got. Andy, why don't you tell us about this fun third round that we're going to do?
Yes, and recapping our scores once again, we have Logan with 24, Ryan with 17, and Grooney with 9. So, guys, we're doing something a little special, a little different for the semifinals. This is the wild card wheelhouse round. So we asked you all, what subject matter are you think you're an expert on? If we could give you 10 questions and you get to pick the category. Now, we had some parameters, no wrestling, no sports, because that's not what we're covering on this trivia show. And it cannot be any topics we've already covered. So Seinfeld, Friends, Harry Potter, those are all out. So we gave you the choice and we're giving you the questions. So when we get to each of you, Jordan will say what that choice was and read your questions.
Yep. And this will be for all the semifinalists. So if other semifinalists are listening ahead of time, again, these guys picked before the show. So you guys know what's coming. But it's kind of a cool little thing, a reward for winning. We gave you your own wheelhouse category, and hopefully there's a way for you to rack up some points. We're going to start with Ryan Everett. Ryan, your wheelhouse category is The Simpsons Season 1 through 12. I got to say, wrestling, Seinfeld, early Simpsons. Ryan, I feel like you and I would be the best of friends if we were ever to meet. Only you would know more about these things than I do. But your topics are my topics, my friend. So are you ready to answer some Simpsons questions?
Hope so.
All right. Do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We're all set.
All right. Let's see how Ryan does in his wheelhouse. Your first question is, what is the name of the first episode of The Simpsons?
Simpsons roasting at an open fire.
Who shot Mr. Burns?
Maggie Simpson.
Who guest starred in the episode Beyond Blunderdome?
Mel Gibson.
Who provides the voice of Herb Powell, Homer's long-lost brother?
Danny DeVito.
What do the two Valentine's cards say that Lisa gives to Ralph Wiggum?
I choose you and be mine.
What is the video game that Bart steals from the Try and Save?
Bone Storm?
In Bart the Lover, whose photo does Bart send to Miss Krabappel when answering her dating ad?
Gordie Howe.
Who wrote the foreword on Mr. Burns' autobiography, Yes, I Am a Vampire, in Treehouse of Horror 4?
Steve Allen.
What is the title of the 200th episode of The Simpsons, which aired in Season 9?
30 seconds.
Payoff.
And what is the name of the hockey team that Lisa played for?
The Little Piggies.
Go back to the 200th episode.
The garbage, the trash of the trash of the Titans.
All right.
Just in time.
All right. Wow. So the wheelhouse worked pretty good, Andy.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yep.
All right. So let's go through these and tell you what you got. So what's the name of the first episode of Simpsons? Simpsons Roasting on Open Fire. You got that one correct. Maggie Simpson was the one who shot Mr. Burns. Mel Gibson voiced, was a guest star in the Beyond Blunderthumb episode. Danny DeVito was the voice of Herb Powell, Homer's long-lost brother. Now, this one, you were very close. You got one of them right. You got I Choose You, but the other one was Let's Be Friends. I believe you said Be Mine. Yeah. So that was the two Valentine's cards that Lisa gave to Ralph Wiggum. The video game that Bart tries to steal from the Try and Save was Bone Storm. Gordie Howe is the photo that Bart sends to Miss Krabappel when he answers her dating ad. Steve Allen wrote the foreword on Mr. Burns' autobiography. Yes, I Am a Vampire.
I did not think you'd get that one. Just wow. For it.
This one you pulled at the last second. What is the title of the 200th episode of Simpsons, which aired in Season 9? Trash of the Titans, correct. And you, the very hard you did not get, that was the name of the hockey team that Lisa plays for, was the Quickie Mart Gougers. Mm-hmm. So
Bart played for the Mighty Pigs.
Okay.
And then Lisa there was recruited a pig, by Apu.
I think on one of the jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So your score for this round was 24.
Excellent.
So the wild card is paid off for you, sir.
And hopefully it'll pay off for everybody. I mean, yeah. you guys handpicked these ones. So next up is Gruny, though. Gruny, you did not pick The Simpsons. You went with another TV show. You went with The Sopranos. Are you ready to answer some questions about that one?
Just when you think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Right. You woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
All right. As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. So. All right. 90 seconds on the clock for 10 questions about The Sopranos. It'll start when I finish this first one. First question is, who whacked Adriana?
Silvio Dante.
What movie soundtrack is playing in the car when Christopher is killed?
Pass.
Paulie got promoted in season 2. What rank did he get promoted to?
Captain.
What newspaper did Tony get delivered to his home?
The Newark Times.
What was the FBI's code name for Tony and Carmela Soprano's house? Or their home?
Pass.
What was Tony's nickname for Artie?
Pass.
What is Meadow Soprano's middle name?
Rose?
What is the name of Big Pussy's auto body shop?
Balbincero's Auto Body.
What is a box of ZD code for?
A grand.
What was the name of Angie and Sal Bompensario's dog?
Half.
We hear time?
Yep.
Now it's time.
All right.
Okay. You got all the questions this time, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's run through them. Silvio, yes, he was the one that whacked Adriana. The Departed soundtrack was playing when Christopher is killed. You got this one right. Paulie promoted to captain in season 2. This one, you had the city, but you didn't have the full title correct. It was the New York Star Ledger was the paper that Tony got delivered to his home. The Sausage Factory is the FBI's code name for Tony and Carmela Soprano's home. Tony's nickname for Artie was Prince Rogaine. Mary Angela is Meadow's middle name. Big Pussy's Auto Body Shop is Cleveland Auto Body. This one you got. A box of ZD's code for a grand, a.k.a. $1,000. And Coco is the name of Angie and Sal Bompensario's dog for a grand total of 7 for the round. So, Gruny, you're still in the game, though, I got to say.
Not mad at all.
All right.
All right. We've got one more wheelhouse to play, and we're staying on the television screen because, Logan, you picked That 70s Show. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to admit, I'm reading these questions. I've only seen maybe one episode of this show, so I don't know if these are really hard or not. We're going to find out when you answer them. So, let's see how you do. Sorry, I just need to adjust my screen here. Okay, do we have 90 seconds on the clock?
We're good.
All right, Logan, here are your questions for That 70s Show, starting with this one. What does Fez stand for?
Foreign Exchange Student.
What town does the show take place in?
Pass.
What are the names of the foreman's neighbors?
The Pinciottis.
What year did the show debut?
1998.
Where did Hyde work when he met Leo?
The photo hut.
What is Jackie's middle name?
Beulah.
Out of the main cast, the 6 kids and Kitty and Red, which actor was not part of the original cast? Looking for the actor's name.
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah, out of the main cast, which is the 6 kids and Kitty and Red, which actor was not part of the original cast?
Pass.
What kind of car did the Foremans own?
Vista Cruiser.
Who is Hyde's real father?
Buddy is his name in the show. I don't know if that's what you're looking for. Pass.
Who is the only person to die from falling off the water tower?
Charlie.
All right, you pass. What town did the show take place in?
Point Place, Wisconsin.
All right, you also pass. Out of the main cast, the six kids, Kitty and Red, which actor was not part of the original cast?
Wilmer Valderrama.
All right. I think we got answers for all of them. We need a
ruling on question three. And, Mike, if you could look up question nine to see if...
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just pause for a second before we... Yeah.
So, Logan, what we're looking up is... I said the names of the foreman's neighbors. You gave us a last name, and we have a first name. But yeah, it is Pinciotti. So he got that one right, Andy.
Okay.
Nine is wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right.
But definitely, yeah, Bob and Midge is right. That's their last name.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yep. All right, I just want to make sure we were accepting it. I actually knew that, too.
Yeah. Right. Buddy is who they thought was his father.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You're right.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll run through the answers, and we'll give you a score, okay? Mm-hmm. What does FES stand for? That is Foreign Exchange Student. The show does take place in Point Place, Wisconsin. Bob and Midge Pinciotti are the foreman's neighbors. The show debuted in 1998. You got that one correct. Photo Hut is where Hyde met Leo. Jackie's middle name is Beulah. Out of the main cast, six kids, Kitty, Red, which actor was not part of the original cast? It says Christopher Masterson. Was that Chris Masterson or Danny Masterson? Mike.
Oh, hold on.
Either way, he said Wilder Valderrama.
Yeah, I didn't know that one anyway. So,
What kind of car did the foreman's own? That is the Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser. You got that one right. Hyde's real father is William Barnett. Yes. And the only person who died from falling from the water tower, you said Charlie, we'll give it to you, was Charlie Richardson, for a total of 24 for the round. So, very good.
Game.
All right. So, at the end of three rounds, we have Logan Croslin with 48, Ryan Everett 41, and Grooney with 16. Very good game going here into the finals. But before we get to that final round, let's talk about what's going on a couple of other great podcast feeds that you can subscribe to, like Jordan said earlier in the show. You have to check out Jennifer Smith, it's Jenny's Position feed. That is the home of Geek and Sassy, Talking Pop, Freak Out Driving, The Journey Through Infinity, Hot Tokes, Brother Sister Rewatch. You heard about Pluto, Bianca's First Time, much, much more. Also, you have to check out the North-South Connection. That is brought to you by JT, Chad, and Aaron. It is the home for Wrestling Warzone, No Holds Barred, The Extreme Three-Way Dance, The Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast from Montreal to Boston, the year that was, Shrink Wrap, TNA Never Dies, and Rank and File. Jordan, I have been listening to your TV tournament, and my heart breaks because y'all so young don't know all the shows that I grew up on.
I know them, but they're not my wheelhouse, but my guests did not.
Yes, I was like, I was crying as I was listening. But I do appreciate the mention of the shout out to the Muppet Show, because I do hope I'm hosting Muppet Pod now. So.
Absolutely. And the name of that Muppet Pod is?
All right. That is the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet Show podcast. I am ready for you, Jordan.
Great. Great job, Andy.
All right. So, continuing on, though, when is the next episode going to drop for that?
I believe we are coming out. Today's date is the 12th as we are recording, in less than 2 weeks.
Very good. All right. Yep. So, also,
near the end of May.
Yep. All right. Check it out. Glenn and Scott Butler are continuing their spectacular journey through music, films, and more on the Non Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Follow them at Non Toxic Fanboys on Twitter, nontoxicfanboys.com, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Join the Rejuvenated Place to Be discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Place to Be, request an invite, discussions, and fun with wrestling, movies, tournaments, and all forms of pop culture. The 2021 Stretch Project is determining the greatest NWA WCW wrestler of all time. Go to Facebook and look up the page for the WCW wrestler and join the group, discuss the nominees. Don't forget to check out PlaceToBe.com each and every day. We have new voices, fresh takes, bringing you articles on topics in the worlds of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including This Week in WWE with Trent, Steve Riddle's Wonderful World of Disney reviews, Paulie's perspective, and Matt's live-action Disney movie reviews, and much, much more. And if you're doing your online shopping over at Amazon.com, be sure to click on the Amazon banner on the right side of the PlayStation homepage, or use PlayStation.com/Amazon. It takes you right to Amazon and helps out PlayStation Nation with no cost to you. So here we are in the last round. It all comes down to this, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Let's reset and tell everybody where we're at. So we have Logan Crosland with 48. You will be going last in this round. Ryan Everett with 41. You will be going second. And leading off this round, Gurney, you need to basically get a perfect score to stay in this one, is James Gruenberg. All right. So this is our lightning round. This is just any pop culture. So just hang out, guys. Go for broke. Okay?
Best of luck.
Best of luck to all of you. All right. Gruney, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mike, do you have 90 seconds on the clock?
We are good.
All right. Here we go. Who voices Gru in the Despicable Me movies?
Steve Carell.
What actress is killed in the opening scene of Scream?
Pass.
What is the name of the 2020 Netflix documentary that featured Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin?
Tiger King.
What are the three names of Daenerys' dragons?
Pass.
Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jason Segel, Busy Phillips, Linda Cardellini, and James Franco Daly, John Francis Daly, got their start on what short-lived teen drama?
Freaks and Geeks.
What Avenger other than Captain America was able to pick up Thor's Mjolnir in the Marvel movies?
Iron Man.
What author penned the Twilight novels that eventually became a popular series of blockbuster films?
Pass.
What USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear in for 7 seasons?
CSI.
What year did High School Musical come out?
30 seconds.
2006.
What Nashville venue was Taylor Swift playing in when she was discovered?
The Rosemont Arena in Chicago.
What actress is killed the opening scene of Scream?
Courtney Cox.
What are the names of Daenerys' dragons?
The Chinese fireball, blah blah blah. The Hungarian horntail. Yeah, that's it.
I never watched Game of Thrones. It's on my to-do list, so if I butchered that, I apologize.
What the heck is Game of Thrones?
Oh, Gruny. All I gotta say is thank you for being on.
I love this. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you got some decent amount of points here in the last round. Let's talk about how you did. Gru is voiced by Steve Carell in the Despicable Me movies. The actress killed in the opening scene of Scream is Drew Barrymore. Courtney Cox actually survives, spoiler alert, but she's in the sequels, so that's not too big of a spoiler. The 2020 Netflix documentary that features Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin is, of course, Tiger King. Helped us all get through quarantine. The three names of Daenerys' dragons from Game of Thrones. I have to read these. Drogon, Viscera, and Rhaegal. Lord Stephen Rhaegal, Viscera, and
Ricky the Dragon.
World's yeah, largest dragon.
Ricky the Dragon.
Viscera.
you did get this next one, though. Seth Rogen, James Franco, Jason Segel, Busy Phillips, Linda Cardellini, and John Francis Daly all got their start on the short-lived teen drama, one of the best one-season shows in history, Freaks and Geeks. Awesome show. Mm-hmm. The Avenger, besides Captain America, that was able to pick up Thor's Mjolnir in the Marvel movies was actually Vision. The author who penned the Twilight novels that eventually became popular series of films was Stephanie Meyer. Meghan Markle appeared on the USA show Suits. Then you did get this one. High School Musical came out in 2006. And the Nashville venue that Taylor Swift was playing at when she was discovered is called the Bluebird Cafe. That's a tough one, but
yeah,
you got 10 points in your final round, so that's a pretty respectable little run at the end there. Not bad.
So you ended up with 26 points. Unfortunately, you're out of the running, but Gruny, you did win an episode, and you did a great job on the show, so mm-hmm. We thank you.
I don't know if Jason Sherman was going to get which year High School Musical came out. But thank you, gentlemen. It was a pleasure.
Yes. All right, Ryan. You're in kind of an unusual position here where you're going second in this round. Are you ready, sir?
Guess not.
Oh, sorry, didn't take off mute.
All right, so are you ready?
Yep.
All right,
Mike. I'll take it at this point, so.
All right, Mike, are you ready with the clock?
We are.
All right, here we go. Which superstar infamously had a wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl 38 halftime show?
Janet Jackson.
What foul-mouthed chef has starred in a string of reality shows, including Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, and MasterChef?
Gordon Ramsay.
Who was originally cast as the voice of Shrek before Mike Myers was eventually given a role?
Pass.
What MTV music show premiered in 1998?
TRL.
What former Nickelodeon star is also the longest-running member of the Saturday Night Live cast?
Kenan Thompson.
What game introduced Yoshi?
Super Mario World.
The Tina in Tina Fey is short for what name?
Christina.
What actress was known as the Doritos girl following a string of popular commercials from 1998 to 1999?
Alyssa Milano.
When was Netflix founded?
Pass.
Name six cities or states featured in the Real Housewives franchise, past or present.
30 seconds.
Atlanta, New York, Orange County, pass.
All right, back to you. Who was the original voice of Shrek before Mike Myers was given the role?
Chris Farley.
When was Netflix founded?
1997.
Six city states.
Time.
Lives. All right.
All right. Nice little run here. Gonna make it tough on Logan, but he does have a shot. Let's see how we did. The easy and the mediums, he knocked out of the park. The superstar with the wardrobe malfunction was Janet Jackson. Gordon Ramsay is, of course, the foul-mouthed chef who starred in Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares, and MasterChef. And I think even MasterChef Junior, where he hopefully cusses out children. I've never seen it. the original cast voice of Shrek before Mike Myers was given the role was Chris Farley. In fact, I think he even started recording and then he passed away. So I'm not sure if there's audio out there of Chris Farley as Shrek, but that'd be pretty cool to listen to. The MTV show that premiered in 1998, I think, was TRL. You got that one right. Kenan Thompson, of course, is the former Nickelodeon star who is now the longest-running cast member of Saturday Night Live. You got this one right. Yoshi was introduced in Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo. The next two you got wrong. The Tina and Tina Fey, unless you knew this one, you were never going to guess that Stamatina is actually her name. Oh, S-T-A-M-A-T-I-N-A. I think I pronounced that right. The actress who was known as the Doritos girl in 1998-1999, her name was Ali Landry. Netflix was founded in 97. You got that one right. Don't know if it was a guess or if you knew it, but you got it right. You didn't get a chance to come back to this one. You named three out of the six Real Housewives. You gave us New York, Atlanta, and Orange County. The other ones were New Jersey, D.C., Beverly Hills, Miami, Potomac, Dallas, and Salt Lake City. But that gives you a total of 17 points. Yeah, Salt Lake City.
There's been 10 of them, yeah. Jillian Wilder made you say six.
Yeah. All right. The fun thing about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is they all are married to the same guy.
One husband.
Yeah.
All right, so that gives you a grand total of 58, which means, Logan, you need 10 to tie, 11 points to win. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. All right. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mike, is the clock ready?
We're good.
All right. Here we go. What is the name of the diner that served as popular hangout spot in Beverly Hills 90210?
Pass.
What 2013 movie is based on a future dystopian America where all crime is made legal one night a year?
The Purge.
Tommy, Chucky, and Angelica were stars of what Nickelodeon cartoon?
The Rugrats.
Who directed the movie Scarface?
Pass.
Holly Madison, Kendra Wilkinson, and Bridget Marquardt starred on what reality show about life at the Playboy Mansion?
Pass.
What nickname did Patrick Dempsey's character often go by on Grey's Anatomy?
Pass.
What is Lady Gaga's real name?
Pass.
What is the name of the mother on How I Met Your Mother?
Oh, shit. Pass.
What fictional newspaper does Carrie Bradshaw write a column for in Sex and the City?
Pass.
Jennifer Lopez has been engaged 5 times. Who were the singer's fiancés?
I know A-Rod and Mark Anthony. That's about it. Pass.
Back to the diner that served as a popular hangout spot in Beverly Hills 90210.
Pass.
Who directed Scarface?
Martin Scorsese.
Holly Madison, Kendra Wilkinson, and Bridget Marquardt starred on what reality show about life at the Playboy Mansion?
Playboy Bunnies.
What nickname did Patrick Dempsey's character often go by on Grey's Anatomy?
Hunk something. I can't. Damn it.
What is Lady Gaga's real name?
No idea.
The name of the mother on How I Met Your Mother?
Time.
Alyssa.
All right.
Yeah, that was... Wow.
Well, Justin Rosero is going to be furious he didn't get this first one right. The name of the diner that served as a popular hangout spot in 90210 was the Peach Pit.
Never seen this episode.
Yeah, Justin's going to be mad at you. You did get this one. The 2013 movie based on a future dystopian America where all crime is made legal one night a year is, in fact, The Purge. Tommy, Chucky, and Angelica were the stars of Rugrats. Scarface was directed by Brian De Palma. Holly, Kendra, and Bridget starred on the show called The Girls Next Door. That was Life at the Playboy Mansion. Patrick Dempsey's character on Grey's Anatomy is known as McDreamy. I knew that one because my wife has watched all seemingly 780 seasons of Grey's Anatomy. Lady Gaga's real name. Now, I wonder if he would have just given the first name. Would we accepted it? Her real name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. That's a lot.
Wow.
The name of the mother on How I Met Your Mother is Tracy McConnell specifically. Carrie Bradshaw writes for the New York Star in Sex and the City. And you did get 2 out of 5 of J-Lo's 5 fiancés. You got A-Rod and Mark Anthony. Also Ben Affleck, Chris Judd, and Andy, you want to take a stab at how that last one's pronounced?
Ohani Noah, I think his
Ohani
name is.
Ohani Noah. Either way, we didn't get that one right.
It's probably the bloodline, I think.
Yeah.
All right, for a total of 2 points for that round. So the final score, James Gruenberg with 26, Logan Carlson with 50, and Ryan Everett with 58. So, Ryan, congratulations. You have
finals.
Are you headed to the finals?
I'm behind.
Yes, it was a great game, and you guys all did tremendous. You all have one win under your belts, and thank you for being on the show. In our very next episode, we will be doing semifinals number 2. That will pit Callum McDougall, Robert Hawkins, and Scott Criscolo to see who gets that second seat right next to Ryan Everett on our final episode. So, Mike, any thoughts on this game?
I mean, it was a great game. We were hoping for a close one. I mean, and Ryan does it again. We'll see if somebody can finally stop him, but he's just cruising around.
One away. One to go.
Jordan, any final thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think this is one of our more exciting ones. It was right down to the wire there. Very last person going. It was still undecided, and we can't ask for much more than that. I do feel for Logan. I would have done just as poorly in that final round as him. I might have got the Peach Pit, and so I would have got one more point than him. No, I would have got McDreamy as well, but I wouldn't have got the points that I needed to pass Ryan either. So that was just a tough way to finish questions that, you know. But, hey, the wheelhouse worked out for him, though. 24 mm-hmm. points each.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Next episode, our semifinalists will be picking their wheelhouse as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a nice way to stockpile some points.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Ryan, we will see you back in a few weeks for the final episode to see. You have a 1-in-3 chance now to win that belt.
Yep.
Logan and Grooney, thank you very much for being on the original episodes and winning and for coming back and competing on the semifinal. We really appreciate it. You guys did great. You deserve to be here. And it was a fun time. I hope you guys had fun. So, for Ryan Everett, James Gruenberg, Lauren Croslin, Michael Cook, Jordan Duncan, I am Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining us here on PTBN Trivia Night, semifinal number 1. And check us out in 2 weeks for semifinal number 2. Take care, everybody.
choque. Fucking choque.
Oh, God.